Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Paths of Empowerment with Shelley Schultz-Boris and myself, Becky Byrne. We are so happy to have you with us, and we have a very exciting guest today. We are so honored to have Raylan Sandin joining us. Raylan is a channel of the We Are We consciousness, a spiritual teacher and healing guide of the healing space. Raylan is also a Reiki master teacher, certified life regressionist and hypnotist, certified emotion code and Ho'oponopono practitioner, as well as quantum healing student. If that isn't enough, Raylan also holds a Bachelor of Science in Psychology with focused study and lived experience in trauma, PTSD, and inner child work. And she teaches and guides others through these modalities to develop curiosity, question our thoughts, live connected and empowered in what she has received as living the softer way. So welcome, Raylan. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, you guys. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. And I am impressed you actually pronounced Ho'oponopono correctly. Most people see that and they go, I don't even know what this is. I'm not even going to try it.
It's a whole papa thing. Yes, exactly.
And this is why we have Becky. Becky does that for me. I just go, okay, it starts with an H and then we go on. Okay, let's just go.
And there's an apostrophe and a long lot of letters afterwards.
Exactly. A long lot of similar letters. Yeah. But yes, and you know, we found out about you, Raylan, of course, through the book that you have just recently contributed a chapter to. So tell us about that. I think that might be like a great stepping off point. Do you want to tell us about your recent publishing?
Oh my gosh. So it feels like another child to me. You know, it actually is, I think, in some ways. But so I was gifted the opportunity to be a part of this recent release of The Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Techniques with Laura DeFranco at the helm and 24 other amazing, amazing, talented and expert wellness practitioners in their fields. And when 5 weeks ago, actually probably six now, when Laura approached all of us to join her in this endeavor, I told her yesterday it was a H-E double hockey sticks. I don't know if I can swear on here. If I can.
Oh, of course.
I think okay. You can go.
Hell yeah.
Okay. It was a hell yes for me. Actually, it was a little stronger than that, but we'll censor. Right? But then after I said the yes, I was like, oh crap, what am I doing now? And you know, kind of then it began the tug of war of trying to come up with something to get me out of it, but there wasn't any good reason to get out of it.
You were trying to twist yourself out of it?
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That's a real thing, you know, because everybody goes, wow, she's published, she's doing this, wow. But the fear part,
the
wow.
fear,
thank
the
you.
Fear, you know, it brings up imposter syndrome. I'm like, I go, who am I to add anything to this? I'm just little old me in my corner of the world, just trying to, you know, help people. And, you know, we downplay ourselves, right? And it kind of goes back to childhood for me, and which I think for most of us it does. But anyway, so it just was really, honestly, this has been a beautiful thing. One thing that I have seen and witnessed in individuals that I admire and look to, you know, kind of they encourage you to look after those who you want to emulate. And Laura is certainly one of them. And she tells us all the time that our fear is boring. And it's been a great message for me to understand. And this has been a huge endeavor.
Say that again. Say that again, please.
Our fear is boring.
Oh,
That's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I'm writing it
Our
down.
Our fear is born.
That's going to go up on a post-it somewhere in my
why a post-it note?
Well,
something bigger.
Right? Something bigger is right. And if I could for a second, I'd love to tell the story because she of anyone, you know, they always tell you, be careful when you meet your heroes, right? Or your idols or whatever, because, you know, feet of clay and all of this stuff. Well, she is so grounded and down to earth anyway. But I met her last April, literally a year ago in Sedona at a retreat by the Wellness Universe called Soul Tree. And she was presenting a writer's workshop. And she, of anyone else on the docket, I really wanted to attend her class. And I was fortunate to get the very last spot left. And I thought, oh man, I've made it. Then we go into her class and she gives us her magic of connecting us in with our bodies, right? Which it's no mistake that I'm writing about this too, because it's been such a journey for me, my healing experience of getting connected in with my body. And during that process, she gives us these journaling prompts and this channeling, you mentioned it earlier.
Yes, and I'm really I'm all over that. Sorry.
Okay.
Chris, go back.
Okay, we will. We'll get there. Good, that's exciting. So it had already been coming through me, but she brought it out. It came out in that room, and I was terrified to read it. And of course, she calls on me to read it. Yeah.
That's how it works.
She saw my fear, and she was like, yeah, this is boring. Just give it up already. So I read it and she said to the group, do you hear the channeling coming forward? And to have a room of, I don't know, maybe it was 15, 20 people at the most, of people that you admire and your peers and people who had been in this realm, you know, for decades and some not so much, to just hear and receive that and go, wow. I'm just blown away. The truth that came forward, couldn't even tell you what it was. I have no idea. But anyway, it just really was like, okay, well, maybe this is something that, you know, I need to continue to pursue. I've always loved writing, but had just really written for myself. So then to be able to build a friendship with Laura, and I was privileged to take one of her writer's workshops, and she's a mentor as well. To have her then a year later say, hey, I've got this book idea. You're on my list and you're coming with me. And this is what you're writing about. And I'm not taking no for an answer, was like, okay, sure. You know, our fear is boring, right? And she's like, hell yes, it is. So this is what led me to it. And it's just been, it's been amazing. I've spent a lot of time trying to get caught up with it, with the emotions of it. But it's incredible. And I'll tell you, it's, I'm still not, I still haven't really processed the whole thing.
So can we just jump right into that part? Because, like I told Becky, I want to know more about this because I did listen to, I don't know how, what do you, it was a YouTube, it's on your, it's on your website, but it's a YouTube one. And this happened like last year in, when was this, when you downloaded, and some people might not know what channeling is. Becky, can you help them out and explain it, please?
Oh, you want me to? Well, so I have found the process of channeling fascinating. Okay, let me preface this. I believe that all of us channel. It is a very natural process. Anytime we get a stroke of inspiration or an inspirational thought, that's channeling. And I, so we forget that it's not necessarily this woo-hoo, fringy, idea. Often the spiritual realm where a few people are, you know, doing these things. Right. So
thank you, Becky. I wanted people to understand that a little bit before we went on our tangent. And I'm sorry to take away from Raylan, yeah. But I thought, oh, I know Becky can make it nice and simple where I just will go, let's go and get into it. Thank you.
Right. Well, and so I think a lot of people, so we all do this. This is a natural thing that we all do, but some people hear are inspired by I don't know, would you call it consciousness coming from outside ourselves that work through us to provide messages? Raylan, why don't you speak to that?
Yeah, I absolutely echo everything you just said. And I talk to people about this, even with intuition, understanding our natural abilities. I don't even call them gifts. So some of us are mm-hmm. gifted in certain areas, but it's our natural human abilities. And this is how we are hardwired to interpret and receive energy. Everything is energy. So it's mm-hmm. one of the aspects. And you mentioned it before, you know, for artists or anybody involved in creating something, which we all create something, even our own lives, our own life experience. We are master creators of that. So it's being mm-hmm. tapped into and connected in with what it is that's inspiring us. The word inspiration is literally to breathe upon. And for Ooh. Right, for some of your audience that might have a background in church, the very word of God is purported to have been breathed through men. And it's communication mm-hmm. through us from spirit, breathing upon our lives. It's how we resuscitate people when their heart is stopped, right? It's an exchange of breath. And it's no mistake that even in the book, I talk about body awareness begins with the foundation of breathing. And we come into this world, what do? The very first thing we do is take a deep breath of air. And then we start to scream, right? We start to cry. It's just a natural reaction. So this idea then of channeling, even writing this chapter, even Laura receiving the inspiration for this book and the powerful energy that has propelled this whole thing from start to finish in 6 weeks has been a breathed experience for every single one of us involved. And
wow, I really love that description.
It's powerful. And when we simply take the time to listen, every single human being has those instances of when they knew they were being directed and told to do something that was outside of them, outside of the context of the moment. They say it's that small voice, or it was a supernatural loud booming voice, or anything like that. And so that's mm-hmm. what channeling is, you know. Whatever the medium of it becomes is immaterial. It's simply just being in a position to receive and listen and then go with it, go with the flow and heed whatever is being, you know, directed. So with mm-hmm. this writing, I have always loved writing. I had a diary for like about 5 minutes when I was a kid until my mom busted it open and like betrayed me, because I had kissed Rick Camp behind my elementary school, and so I got in trouble. Yeah.
Oh. And then it was all over. Yeah.
So no, we're writing for a long time. I went underground. I really did. And, you know, I would write for school, but that was about it. Academic stuff was safe. But me, my feelings, oh, hell no.
Yeah, don't let anyone.
Right, exactly. So to come, ladies, I think you'll hear me on this. I'm going to be 51 in July now. So to come to,
That's not right. That's not old.
It's not. You're right. But to come,
I'm older than it's that. Not so old. It's not old.
Yes. So one day I'll join the what is it? The Red Hat Club, or is it the club?
Or not? Make your own club.
But
right.
Right.
Go on.
But to come to 51 years and be invited and say, hey, your feelings, your experiences, the culmination of who you are, how you got here, and what you have to say matters, and it's time.
Well,
yeah.
That's heartfelt.
Sorry.
Thank you.
No, don't be sorry. Thank you. Don't be sorry. That's awesome.
Absolutely. We feel you. It's powerful, because I think as women, especially, and I think men too, we have been told the cultural norm of stuffing and keeping that stiff upper lip and pushing through and
holding it together.
And also not expressing either toward another person, or even like you said, within our own writing. So it really can be that flood of emotion, can't it, Raylan, when you start expressing?
Oh yeah.
Yourself.
And in the book, you know, I talk about journaling as a means to connect in with your body too. And it's one of the things that began this journey for me as well. And in journaling, I simply just give people the space to just write down the words that are coming to you as they come. And as you begin that, it sounds a little random and weird, you know, some words don't relate to each other, but it begins to then flow. And in that flow, then, round about last June, so roughly again, another just a year ago, right?
Not even yet.
You guys, it's 11:11 here too.
Oh, ooh. Yes, it's 1:11 here too. So the doorway's open, honey. Go.
I love it.
So I simply was just in the flow of writing, was told to start writing, and they start coming forward and they identify themselves as we are we. And they have their own way of speaking and their own way of communicating. My handwriting changed even. Yep.
Wow.
From my own handwriting. Wow. And then it would shift when another voice was speaking. So it's just they identify as a collective, as a consciousness, as a, I don't know how you say that, but as an awareness and an understanding of, and a communication of what we are to come here as human beings that are spiritual first, and we're having a human experience, right? So that's what they share, and it's been an amazing ride. And talking about it, even my heart is racing, because I'll tell you, it's okay, our fear is boring, right, you guys? But I've been terrified this whole last year, because their messages keep coming forward. And I do shows on Facebook, and occasionally they've come forward and kind of just take control, and I don't know what's said. And then afterwards people reach out and they're like, what did you just say? Because this was huge. So.
Right. That's incredible. Yeah. And I think there's been a shift. Don't you feel like there's been a bigger shift? Because I feel like there's more awareness around channeling. I feel like channeling is becoming I don't want to say commonplace. I feel like it's more energies are able to come through.
Well, because more of us in are a different opening way. Up. Are opening up or making ourselves available so this can happen. And so Raylan, as you're saying, your heart, is that how you start feeling it? Is it you feel a little anxious or is it just,
or
okay.
Is it a fact?
Yeah. So I remember, back 4 years ago, I remember I was I was still studying my undergrad, and I would be sitting on the couch reading my manual, you know, my books and stuff, and getting ready to write for school. And I just felt this overwhelming energy come upon me. My heart would quicken, and I felt like I needed to run, or there was something I should be doing. And it wasn't what I was doing in the moment, but I didn't know what that was. And so, you know, I called it anxiety at that point in time. But I think it's just for me, it's just it's like energy propelling you and compelling, you know, this is what the moment is requiring. And so here's what we're doing. And as I would start to write, very quickly, then it would just become their words immediately and their messages. And so I've slowly started bringing forward some of those messages. You saw or heard some of the meditations that have come forward from that. I have a Facebook page dedicated to them now. And when I work with clients, a lot of...
So are you going to make a book with that too?
Yeah, eventually. Dollars? Yeah.
No, okay. You're good. I'm sorry. I just saw that. So I'm going, okay, I gotta say it. I just say things when they pop up.
Well, you just channeled that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's good explaining. When things just pop in my head, I don't question, I just do. And I don't think people realize that is channeling.
And again, it's not a mystical, I mean, at least for me anyway, it's not like my eyes roll in the back of my head or, you know, anything like that. They start speaking. Though I will say that when that happens, I feel as though I'm kind of an observer back behind me watching everything as far as that awareness goes. But because it's not my thinking, right. I would, first of all, the way that they speak, I would never talk that way. And some of the things they say is like, when I go back and listen to it, I'm like, holy, you know what?
Really?
Dude. So, yeah. Thank you for asking about that. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, then I was going to ask too, before I forget, because I go, you have the music in the background. Is that a frequency music also with it or to help with listening to the information that you received? In your YouTube video, you have you speaking it, and it's like a meditative, I would say hypnotic kind of way. So I was wondering if there's frequency music embedded in that. Just
so there, one of the pieces, and I'm not sure which one you listened to, but one of the pieces was, the very first piece was actually channeled through a guided meditative session that I had with my dear friend, Robert Alexander. He has a company called Life Rhythms, and he's a musical genius. He does frequency work, but also he will customize pieces of music for people for meditative purposes and brings them through this guided meditation and puts an image that they've received along with the music, along with what he records them saying during this time. And when he brought me through that process and it was time for me to speak, he asks, you know, something along the lines of, what message do you have for yourself? Or, you know, something like that. I guess I started here they come, and they just start talking. And he ended up having to cut me off. He said afterwards, and he said, or you would have just kept going. He said, I've never had anybody do that before. Nothing like this has ever happened. So that particular one, yeah, he put that piece of music with it and the image, and he's helped me design the graphics and the logo for them as well. The other two, the second one and the third one, those pieces of music, I just happened to find, though I have the licensure for, I purchased from an artist, but they're very meditative. So I'm going to assume, I don't know for a fact, but I'm going to assume
As you can tell, I'm into about the vibration and if that helps, and the right. enhancing of that. So it was probably the one, because the one I listened to, I think then at the end, it was kind of the music. So I'm guessing that's the one you did with your friend. What was his name again? Just in case people are looking for somebody to help mm-hmm. with, like you said, production yes. or meditative to have their own.
Yeah, his name is Robert Alexander. And you can find him at liferhythms.us.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Now back to you, Raylan.
You know what? Listen, I love celebrating my friends and anybody that I know that has something that people need. Because just like with this book, you know, there's something in every single chapter for everyone here. There's not just one way to heal. And nor even for ourselves, there's going to be things that we pick up that work for us for a time. And then we set those aside and then something else, you know, comes in, and because it's a deepened layer, right? New awareness.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's time to, yeah, this worked in the past. Now, maybe now I need to, or then sometimes it's now revisited because we're in, like right now, a lot of us are, we don't realize it. We're just in survival mode. So sometimes we have to go back to some of those basic things to keep it simple. I've been finding with myself.
So many people are in the root chakra right now.
And then you even have Becky actually did, what was the video you did? You share for, there's no charge, just it's on your website to, what was it called, Becky? The one you just did.
So I did your meditation this morning, Raylan. And I was able to get at it because I've downloaded the Kindle version of
the book,
The Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Techniques. I had to look. I've got my screen up on my iPad, so I wanted to make sure I said it correctly. It was so handy because I just went right to that page, and all I had to do was click the link, and boom, it brought me to a really detailed description of the meditation, and it's called Standing on Stake meditation that you learn, and you should, it's really simple to do, but it's really powerful, and I love that. I intended to get it done one more time before we did our podcast, but I decided to brew coffee instead. I'll be honest. So I really love that. So what I would like to cover is how, because you have, you've picked up on this channeling, and I understand you work with clients. I kind of like to be a fly on the wall and in one of your sessions, like, how are you bringing all this together when you work on clients? Has the channeling changed how you approach your sessions with clients? Or, just give me a feel for what you do with your, clients. Does it change every time? Or just give us a little window.
I love you.
That.
So if one of you is open to being to taking the role of a client, I can definitely walk you through. But to answer simply, yes, every time I work with an individual, it's going to be different. There are a lot of different modalities that I work with, and the great thing about that is it's just a toolbox, you know, and I can pick out the tool that's most needed. Why would I use a hammer if what I really need is a screwdriver, you know?
Go ahead. I was gonna say, did you want to just do a little demo? Sure. Is that what you were saying, Raylan, right now? Go ahead. I'm open. Okay. I'm so easy. Because I know people like to know things, and I'm an open book. So
each client, of course, is different then, right? And so it's definitely just, you know, tuning into their energy and the situation that's going on in the moment and really holding space for them, but also communicating to them in such a way that they are seen and they are heard. So the fear is boring really resonated with you, Shelley, with you as well, Becky. And I know for you, Shelley, that speaking up again, using your voice and all of that is a situation that has been decades in the making for you as well. There's been shame in your childhood around speaking, you know, children should be seen and not heard, and really in what you, the quality and the tone of what you have to say, people have always shared with you, you know, you're too loud or you're obnoxious and things like that, and the things that you say and how you say things, and just even in you expressing who you are. So if you were to put this in a sentence, if you could share, and I would say it like, the voice of my child self wants me to, how would you finish that?
The voice of my child self would want me to say, what was the other part that would want me to? Okay. The voice of my child self would want me to let you know I do know.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not only that you know, but that you see and you hear. You have receipts.
Mm. Mm. What do you mean by receipts?
Meaning,
explain that one a little bit.
There's a lot that you saw and heard as a child. There's a lot you still see and hear. There's a lot of observations that you're dead on, but it's been individuals that have overshadowed you or tried to quiet that down and keep you from. So the current vernacular is showing the receipts, laying it out on the table and saying, this is what I know. This is what I saw. This is what I heard. Because of the fear of them being called out or them being revealed. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you're coming at it from a place of wanting to shame or lay bare, expose, you know, people's nakedness, but to really help to quicken their healing and help quicken their understanding of who and what they are and who and what they could be.
Well, Becky, you know me well. What are you going to say to that?
Well, I think that's spot on.
It is. Because my throat chakra has been my issue all my life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And lifetimes, by the way. Yeah.
So
that's, I mean, I don't mean to cut you off because we could go deeper within me, but and that's what you do with the session. That's pretty powerful, Raylan.
Thank you. That and then some, you know, we dive into thoughts and thinking. I love. And I'm inspired by the work of Byron Katie, the questioning of our thoughts, you know, is that true? Mm-hmm. And leading us through the softer way of just really getting to the heart of the matter. And, you know.
I like that. I like that sentence, the softer way.
Well, that's another gift from me. you know, I was reading it's going to sound pretentious and please forgive me. I don't mean for it to. I was reading. There you go.
Oh, that's boring. That's boring. I
was reading the Tao Te Ching and everything in there. And I've said in the book, you know, I studied Aikido, and everything in those practices is all about It's not about overpowering someone. It's about using the power, the energy that's coming toward you, to redirect it and guide it in a different way, a different direction, a different tone. And when I was practicing Aikido, I was told I needed to read The Art of War because there was a lot of war inside of me. And I will admit that I feel like my early life, I had to fight for everything and anything. So this now is really a stepping into who and what I am and what I've always come to be. I was a child with a lot of questions, but like you, Shelley, it wasn't to expose people's vulnerabilities or frailties. It was really to lay things bare on the table and say, why is life like this? Why are we, putting out our fire and putting out our shine and all of this stuff, you know, but it was just misinterpreted by people who were living in fear. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Our survival. Yes. They were in their root chakra.
100%. Yeah. So being softer is simply just taking in that awareness of who and what we are at that soul level and what we've come to be and to do, and to just navigate life with the understanding that absolutely everything is meant for us. There is no antagonistic event or an antagonistic God or an antagonistic world outside of us. It's all meant for us.
Right. And then we get to choose how we interact with
100%.
That. Yeah.
Wow. That's just amazing. Amazing. It's just great that you took the time to build what you're doing and be able to share that. And because you were fearful, look what you got bored with it and gone forward. So what an inspiration to all of us too. Absolutely. I mean, because I can't even imagine putting forth, okay, this is what I channeled and now I'm putting it out there. I can actually feel how scary that feels.
Right. I mean, sharing your story, I think that's part of the healing process, is when one of us becomes brave enough to just put it out there, to just say, here's my truth. This is me. Yeah. This is my authentic self. Every time someone does that and you share that, I can resonate with it. Shelley can resonate with it. Our listeners, there might be a listener that is like, oh my God, she's telling my story. And in that sharing, we are given permission to do the same kind of work for ourselves. It gives us permission to stand up in our authenticity, you know, be damned what people will say. We gotta do what feels right to us. And I think we squander a lot 100%. Of opportunity out of fear. So I appreciate you getting bored with
thank
your
you so
fear,
much.
Girl.
Everything you just shared was dead on. And it's, you know, when one of us shares a part of our story, there are countless numbers of people behind us going, that's been my story, and here, let me tell you mine. And then pretty soon, you know, everyone is shedding those pieces of us that, you know, we've carried around that have weighed so heavily on our hearts and in our soul. So that's beautiful.
Well, now, because I know we're bumping up to the end of our time together, let's just talk about, you know, the situation that people might be finding themselves in. I would imagine there are a lot of us out there feeling some anxiety, or feeling a lot of anxiety. given our current situation. We are recording this in the spring of 2020 when we are in the United States and we are under stay-at-home orders or somewhat limited in our ability to do our work or to see our people. Do you have, because I know that you deal with mind-body awareness, we didn't even get into that part of it,
but that's why they can go to our website,
right?
Even delve in more,
right? And is there some, and we'll give that, we'll have that linked up to our
podcast. I have all her links, guys. I have all her links, and you just click and go.
But is there something that you could leave our listeners with during this time of anxiety, something that maybe relates to that body awareness piece, to kind of start this journey of living in the soft way?
Well, so for many of us that, you know, and we are going through a time that has created a lot of stress, and for some is very traumatic. And when we're in times of high stress and trauma, you know, the feeling of having to run, to fight, or to freeze is a normal physiological response to events that go on. Our minds are created to make meaning of events and of experiences. And one of the things that it makes meaning of in these times of high stress and chaos, you know, trauma, what have you, whatever label you put to it, is that there's a great deal of, there's the word again, fear, and there's an awful lot to be afraid of. And so we naturally, defensively, will disconnect from our physical body, disconnect from our immediate presence, our human part of us, if you will. We have these energy centers, the chakras, the seven main ones, and the lower three are all connected and tied to our human experience. From the heart up, they're all connected and tied to our spiritual beingness. They outnumber the human chakra systems. Reason, and the heart is the bypass. The heart is where our humanity rises up and our spirituality and source energy comes down and connects with man and with woman in that space. Love will absolutely and is absolutely always the answer to everything. And when we begin to step into our personal power of gathering ourselves in our physical frame, centering and grounding ourselves there through the standing on stake, through, you know, building body awareness and connecting with what my physical body is communicating through journaling, through meditation, through anything else in the book that it offers, we become grounded and rooted, and then we can find expansion. We can find possibilities. We can find hope. We can find beautiful gifts of service that are going on in this world that weren't happening prior to this. We find people rising up, people opening up. You've mentioned that a lot. So the key really is understanding that this physical frame that we've been gifted is not something for us to run, to fight, flee, or freeze within. It's something for us to get softer in and to soften our stance and to build a deeper awareness and presence within. Because then we're met with what source, the universe, God, the angels has for us. And love will always propel us forward in beautiful, expansive ways and help us to find, you know, a solution and a better direction to head.
I love that. So what I think I'm hearing you say is if we can soften and sink into our physical presence, it clears the way to hear our own channeled inspiration messages meant to push us forward in new inspired direction.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Nice.
Raylan, you are just a ray of sunshine. And
go, no just, pun intended,
right? Right. Oh. Into my heart.
Well, someday maybe I'll come back on and tell you the story of my name. That's not the name I was born into. No. So.
Oh.
Right.
I got a nice thank you. On bless there. Me. That's interesting. Yeah. Oh yes, more to come, more to come. But yeah, you know, in the marketing department,
you're always kind there
of you go. Wanting another morsel. Right. Oh, Becky just clicked off. So, oh my goodness. So she must have had something happened there. So sometimes the universe says we said enough, right? And I don't know, I can clip it in here, but I will, Raylan, I think we'll just wrap it up. I could go on forever, but say your website. Again, I have the link, but it's
thank you
nice
guys so much for having
too,
me.
So.
My website, you can find me at www.raylansandin.com.
Nice. And I have that link and I have your YouTube's and your Facebook link and the link to the book and everything. I mean, we're going to put this out here right away. We're trying to do a podcast just once a week, but I think the word that everybody's doing is unprecedented, however you say that word, present times, why not just post it? So that's what we'll
thank
do.
You so much, so Shelley. Thank you, Becky, too. Wherever you are, my friend.
Wherever
thank you so
is,
much. You guys are a joy. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll cut it off right there at 5555. Yeah. How's that on my little recording thing? So
that's a favorite number.
Good thing about change, right? Oh, there you are, Becky.
Yay.
The recording part of it, but I just wanted to again extend my thank
you. Oh.
Oh, she got him again. And as I say, you know, I listen, right? When the universe says you've said enough, yes, said enough. But thank you for the gift of sharing that little reading on myself, because I think that will help other people. I know it helps other people when they see and hear. Well, they can't see myself. Why are you taking a shower? Nobody can see you. I can. Anyway, so, but it helps them to, okay, Shelly did that. So then they'll be piqued the interest. So, because, we are in the middle of Minnesota. So this stuff is, Becky and I have talked about this for years. So I just love to be able to post it out there. And I really am hitting it hard now because I finally have time because I'm not working with people.
I love it. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So thank you very much for the honor.
So is it okay what I had your, I did a screenshot, what the links and everything, if there's something you want, when it goes up there and you want to change it, just email me, you know, I'm more of a person. I'd rather get it out there and keep going. And then people can tell me what I did wrong.
Shelly, I'm sure anything you share is just fine. Thank you.
I know, thank you for sharing your gift with me too and connecting. That was wonderful. That was awesome. You're very gifted. I know you didn't want to say you were gifted, but that is a gift because it is a gift because not everybody can slow down and connect that fast with it, you know. Yeah, so that is a gift. So I look forward to hearing more from you. And we don't want to. We started early, so we're doing well because I hate to take too much time. And I know after a certain amount of time, people just kind of chill out. So I rather have went, what was that about?
Thank you so much, Shelly.
So
thank you.
Well, you have a great day, and I'm sure we'll connect some more. And I know Becky will probably connect with your friend. That's why I made sure she said
Robert.
That, the his Yeah, Robert stuff.
It's an amazing space he holds. It's really beautiful, and he is very, very talented, and he's just a big, wide open heart. He's amazing. Yeah.
Nice. We will peek that and never know that. Right? Probably will say, "Hey, let's have him." And I go, "That will be fun." Yeah. So I love this stuff. This is so much fun. But I better go because now I see everybody in my household is coming back in. So now I will be going into a different space. So thank you so much. But if anything needs to change, let me know. And yes, we can talk about something else.
All right, perfect.
We'll put that out there again too. Okay.
Not one and done. Thank you.
Not one and done. Thank you. Not one and done.
All right. Bye bye.
You bet. You bet. I'll send you.
Sounds great.
I'll trim it up.
Okay.
And we'll get it.
Bye bye. Okay.